This podcast brought to you by Hope 103.2.
Good morning. We've been talking all week about Jesus, the living Word of God, and how the Bible says God has spoken to us by His Son. It calls Jesus the Word of God. And we've asked the question, what is the message that God the Father is communicating to humanity through the person of Jesus and his life on earth? And John tells us in the Gospel of John in the Bible that we saw the glory of Jesus, glory as of the only begotten from the Father, full of grace and truth. And this is the message God is calling out to us through the person of Jesus Christ. I offer you grace and I bring you truth. And this message of God's grace is so beautiful. It starts off with the love of God that we don't deserve. And you know, in the book of Romans, chapter 5, starting in verse 6, the Apostle Paul says this, "For while we were still weak," and I want you to just notice the words he uses to describe us at the time when God poured out his love to us, and God decided that Jesus would come into the world and die on the cross in our place so that we could find forgiveness and a beautiful relationship with God. And of course, Jesus didn't stay dead, did he? He rose from the dead. He's alive today to change your life and for you to know him on the personal level. Well, listen to the description that Paul gives of us before Christ died for us. He says, "For while we were still weak," there's description number one, "while we were still weak, at the right time, Christ died for the ungodly." There's number two. "For one will scarcely die for a righteous person, though perhaps for a good person someone would dare even to die." And notice this sentence, verse 8. "But God shows his love for us in this, while we were still sinners," there's number three, "while we were still sinners, Christ died for us." That's how God shows his love for us. While we were still sinners, Christ died for us. "Since, therefore, we've now been justified by his blood, much more shall we be saved by him from the wrath of God. For if while we were enemies," there's number four, "if while we were enemies we were reconciled to God by the death of his Son, much more now that we are reconciled shall we be saved by his life." What a description of the love of God. Not while we were beautiful, he loved us. Not because we were trying so hard to do what was right, he loved us. No. Not because we treated people nicely in our lives, God loved us. No. Not because we did all the religious activities, God loved us. Do you get the message here? While we were weak, ungodly, sinners, and enemies, God loved us. I mean, we know the kind of love that parents have for their children, how they would be willing to die for their children. But here is God dying for weak, ungodly sinners who are his enemies. That is God's kind of love. That's grace, right? We don't deserve it, but he gives it to us anyway. What an amazing thing. And right alongside of his love is his forgiveness. You see that in that verse, right? We've been justified by his blood. We have this legal problem that we've broken God's laws, and he's already said that the penalty for that is separation from him and eternal judgment. And Jesus comes in and says, "I don't deserve that, but I'll stand in their place." And so Jesus dies on the cross, and we are justified. We're declared right before God. And then it says that we are saved by Jesus from the wrath of God. God is angry because of how we treat him, but when he sees what Jesus chooses to do for us, his anger just melts away. So what Jesus does is open the door for you and me to have this amazing relationship with God, not because of what we earn by religious activity, but just because of His grace. That's why His forgiveness is described in the Bible as a free gift. Have you received it yet? I'm John North.
Thanks for listening. Start your day with Life Words. Subscribe to Hope 1032's free daily email devotional at hope1032.com.au.